join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
Since I get a bit uptight when guests are coming for dinner, my friend sent me the following advice. When you start to have stressful feelings, just say one of the following things. Oh, who cares anyway? No one ever notices the things that bother you, she says, such as table napkins that don't match or fish that is overdone. They're too worried about themselves to notice. Number two, big deal. If someone comes over and notices that your bedroom is messy and there's toothpaste on the mirror, just tell them someone must have used your room. Number three, just forget it. This one is appropriate when everything was going smoothly for your summer dinner party until the doorbell rang and you noticed rain is drizzling all over your beautifully set table. Number four, in 10 years, who's going to remember? This one is handy when on the day of your board meeting you have an allergy attack and break out in hives. What is really worth getting concerned about anyway? A child with a fever? Yes. Your shoes don't go with your outfit? No. Your husband is losing his job? Yes. You overcooked, well, to be honest, you burned dinner? No. Jesus said to his hostess in Bethany, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things." You see, relationships are what matter, not things or accomplishments. Whatever the frustrations of life you're dealing with, remember it's people who count with God. And they should with us, too. Sometimes we're like the bride who is so heartbroken that her wedding was not picture perfect that she forgets she still got the groom. Hug the people you love and just forget the imperfections. Big deal. Who cares anyway? In 10 years, who's going to remember?
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.